It's time now for the best of ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
What are we talking about today?
Well, we're talking about the art of stress-free productivity, which is from a book, Getting Things Done by David Allen. And as we head into the summer season, a lot of us have summer-related businesses, and the volume of activity goes way up. But even for many of us, just the regular year, right, between kids, volunteer work, other family obligations, work, life, groceries, laundry, you know, sometimes it just even life itself can sort of challenge us. And so what David Allen talks about, and I'm, by the way, I'm not a real big fan of a lot of all these time management classes because I've taken a lot of them and they don't necessarily stick. But what I like about this book, the Getting Things Done, is he talks about how the art of stress-free productivity or balancing the doing and the being really relies on you having a clear mind and being fully present with whatever you're doing, which you and I have talked a lot about, the benefit of being fully present. You know, it's just sort of, you miss life if you're not. Mm-hmm. And what he talks about is, if you don't have a way to kind of clear your mind of all those nagging things you've been putting off or things you haven't gotten to or things you haven't even thought of that you need to do that you're thinking of now, if you don't have a way to kind of capture those, what he calls open loops, if you don't have a way to capture them and park them and systematically review and figure out what's the most important to get done, you are not going to be able to be fully present to what you are doing because you're going to be, either your brain's going to be dancing between, because if you don't have a place to securely park it, then you, your brain doesn't let go of it.
Indeed. And things happen like to me this morning at like midnight, been in bed, been asleep, and all of a sudden, bling, eyes fly open and oh my gosh, I forgot to do X.
Exactly. Exactly. And so you have, and so what do you do? How do you capture X? And then even though some of us are list makers, some of us aren't, if you don't have a way to capture X, and what I love about this book, Getting Things Done by David Allen, he doesn't say there's like one right way. You know, a lot of folks who do these things say, well, you got to buy my time management system. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, no, just, but you got to know that if you don't have a way to figure out all the open loops, small ones, big ones, like I have a huge project I want to get started on, and or I need to remember to send that birthday card. You know, it's all of that stuff. If you find a way, well, so here's a couple of quotes that he uses. Your ability to generate power is directly proportional to your ability to relax. So to relax, he said, then you need to find a way to park, to keep capturing and parkings, and also evaluate. And is this, because some of us are really, really good at reacting to stuff, but Stephen Covey in his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People talked about, well, there's this category of important but not urgent that often gets short shrift, often does not get it because we're so busy. And so that also kind of nags us. Oh, I haven't done anything about that big project, that novel I wanted to write or whatever it is. And so what he has said in his research, and he's done this for quite a long time, is that most of the stress people experience is from inappropriately managed commitments. And some of us, it's because we overcommit. I'm raising my hand here, folks. Some of us because we overcommit. Some of us because we procrastinate. Some of us because we don't have a way to kind of remember all the things we're trying to do. And the thing is, our brains, if you think of a computer RAM, you know, we have just short-term memory stuff, our brains just don't have a lot of it. And so, and then things drop into the short-term memory, oh, and like the midnight thing. Mm-hmm. So how do we capture it? But also, how do we discipline ourselves at the front ends to know, is this mine to do? And then he has a lot of things in his book, which are, you know, ways to think about how to sort things. He said, because most of us, even if we're list makers, which I am a list maker, but I got really clear from his book that I don't do a good job of it. One, I don't include everything, like the birthday card or groceries or whatever. And two, you need to separate making a list from what it looks like when it's done. And what's the next short-term action? So for a long time, I had on my list, get my will updated. It'd been about 25 years. But I never had like that, what's the next thing I could do to make it happen? And that, he said, is a huge impetus. So then when you go through the list, like, okay, if it could be done in 2 minutes, you just do it, like call the lawyer or get the form out or whatever it is. So there's lots of different ways, but the big thing is that I love about this is that it's not just about getting things done. It is about the quality of the life that we live. How do I have a stress-free, be fully present? And part of that is managing what is mine to do. So here is a quote from Captain J.A. Hatfield. "The art of resting the mind and the power of dismissing from it all care and worry is probably one of the secrets of our great men and women." So how do we clear our minds of those to-dos, park them well, and be present with what we have in front of us?